Jerry Boehner Show, 1024. Jason asks a good question. Is the Marshfield High School dance team the only one to use blurred lines? Dance coach was fired over it. We watched the routine. Several listeners have now watched the routine online. They're like, what the hell? It was perfectly tame. So it has to be the song for why she was fired. Stephen Manitowoc, you get the last word on this before I weigh in. Go ahead.
Jerry, if I understand the timeline right, they had the football dance routine and then they had the VMA and then she got fired. Is it possible that the school district's trying to do a little CYA and potentially avoid any blowback from parents?
You know, it's my guess, and Jason and I were just discussing that. You wonder if that's what happened, where then, because it was that weekend that was on, and did they freak out? Oh, my gosh, we just played that. Thanks a lot for the call, Steve. I think that's a very good question. Looking at the routine, it's innocent. I don't even think it's suggestive. I disagree with the notion it's suggestive. I don't like that song. I don't like the lyrics of that song. I understand why it's a hit. It's got one of the greatest sounds that you've heard in a popular song in a long time. I do not think she should have been fired. If they have a problem with the song, again, unless there's something in her performance we don't know about, but her review is online, and it's all above average and excellent. There's no evidence that they had any other issues with her. Further, the dance team appeared to have been in disarray on the brink of distinction, and she reorganized it. I also think that he's got the timeline right, that this thing showed up in the VMAs and they freaked out. Oh, my God. When, in fact, they didn't perform that way at all. I do have problems. Was she told not to do it? Nobody's saying that. I mean, yeah, if she was told specifically don't do it, well, then, yeah, absolutely. But we don't know that. To me, it appears to be an overreaction. That's my opinion. Speaking of overreactions, remember I disagreed with Reince Priebus when they said that Republican primary debates for the 2016 presidential race would not be held on CNN and NBC because they both had Hillary projects they were working on, Hillary Clinton, that showed their bias, so we're not going to expose our Republican candidates to that. Unless they cancel those projects. Well, NBC and CNN are backing away from those projects. But at this late date, it would seem to have little to do with Reince Priebus' ultimatum. NBC is abandoning plans for Hillary, a miniseries planned for next year that would have starred Diane Lane as the former First Lady with a story that started in the midst of her husband's Monica Lewinsky sex scandal. CNN announced earlier Monday it was dropping a planned documentary about the potential 2016 presidential candidate after its director received backlash from Clinton's inner circle and the Republican National Committee. They are full of crap if they are saying now that Reince Priebus' ultimatum has anything to do with this months later. That is just nonsense. They were defiant to Reince and said, we're going forward. This pressure is coming from Hillary land. That's where this pressure is coming from. Republicans had vowed to punish both networks by refusing to let them host GOP primary debates in 2016. I guarantee you this is not from that pressure. That story's gone. It's dead. It's buried. Now you're going to try to say they're dumping these because of Republican pressure? After reviewing and prioritizing our slate of movies miniseries development, we've decided that we will no longer continue developing the Hillary Clinton miniseries, NBC said in a statement. Though the project had been in development with no definitive plan to air, it had been widely expected to be fast-tracked, NBC executives said, when the project was announced in August. Then controversy mounted about featuring a potential future presidential candidate in a partly fictionalized biography, which some Republicans viewed as a free infomercial for the once and probably future candidate, which I'm still not convinced of. I The filmmaker also cited the RNC's decision to withhold CNN as a potential debate sponsor in 2016 if we went ahead with the project. It's a victory for the Clintons and the money machines that both political parties have become. But I don't think it's a victory for the media or the American people. Now they're going to say they are bowing to the Republican pressure. I'm going to tell you, I do not believe it. I absolutely, positively do not believe this is in response to the... Really, now, after they were so defiant, a couple of months later, suddenly they're bowing to the Republican pressure. That's crap. They're using that for cover. There is something that the Clintons didn't like in this, and they killed it. I'd bet anything on it. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.